Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is December 9th. Today we are going to continue in the book of Zechariah, and before we get there, we are going to continue to count down in our scriptural advent towards Christmas. Today we are going to take a look at Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. This is one of my favorite stories of the Old Testament. It says, "And a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." Now, if you go on a little bit further in the story, you know that Jesus then says, "Who touched me?" And his disciples say, "How could you say who touched me in this crowd? There are so many people. How could you know that someone just touched you?" And he knew because virtue had gone out of him. Now, I love this story. It's so incredibly beautiful to me. And I love the second half of this story too, the interaction that he has with that woman. But first of all, I can't imagine what this woman had felt for 12 years. First of all, just when you're sick or when something's wrong, just the anxiety that comes with that, with not knowing what's wrong or not knowing how to heal it, not knowing how to feel good again. And so she struggles with that for 12 years. But because of her issue of blood, she was considered unclean by Jewish standards, which means she had been largely without touch for 12 years. Can you even begin to imagine that? Not having had a hug for 12 years? I can't fathom 12 years without touch. Without hugs from friends and loved ones, without a comforting pat on the hand or back. So just the feelings of loneliness and isolation would be more than I could handle. But she had also lost all her money and suffered from every doctor that she went to. I can only imagine how she must have gotten her hopes up every time she went to a new doctor, and then how low she must have felt every time those hopes were dashed. And then she heard of Jesus, and she believed in him so much that she knew that even though no one else could come close to healing her for those 12 years, she knew that if she could just be close enough to touch his clothes, that he would heal her. My friends, it's the same with us. Whatever ails us, whatever loneliness we're going through, whatever aches and hurts and heartache that is present in our lives, whatever we have that needs healing and fixing, it's my testimony that we can go to Jesus Christ for that healing. That because of his power and because of his might, he can bless whatever ails us. This story always makes me think of a quote by President Hunter, which says, "Whatever Jesus lays his hands upon lives. If Jesus lays his hand upon a marriage, it lives. If he is allowed to lay his hands upon a family, it lives." My friends, the Savior can do for us what he has promised to do for us if we will have faith in him and receive his gift. So let's jump again into the book of Zechariah. Now, there's a verse in here that I really, really like, and the principle in it might be a little bit buried, but we have to understand the context of what's being said in order to understand what this can teach us. This is in Zechariah chapter 1, and he says, "I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction." So let's keep in mind the context of what's going on here. First of all, he says he was a little bit displeased. Remember the beginning of this chapter, the Lord says that he was displeased with the fathers of the people, right? He was displeased with the ancient Israelites. He was displeased that they weren't keeping their covenants, that they weren't obeying the commandments. He was displeased that they were forgetting him. He was displeased with them. But listen to what he says. He says, with the heathen, meaning the Assyrians and the Babylonians, the people who came and conquered the Israelites, he is very displeased with them. Yes, he was displeased. He was upset with the Israelites that they weren't keeping their covenants, that they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. He wasn't happy with that. But he was very displeased with the way the Assyrians and the Babylonians came in and conquered and mistreated and hurt his people. Now, the principle here for us, and again, maybe you have to dig a little bit for this principle, maybe I'm reaching, I don't know, but what stood out to me is oftentimes or sometimes we may see someone who is breaking a commandment. We may see someone who has strayed from God. We may see someone who isn't keeping their covenants, right? We may know of someone who is doing something that might displease God. But my friends, is our reaction to that, is our reaction to those people worse than what they're doing? Are we displeasing God more with our judgments of those people than those people are with whatever they're doing? I think sometimes that is the case. I've said this before, but it was a powerful moment in my life when I realized that in the scriptures, unless a specific stewardship is being talked about, in the scriptures, we are not ever given any commandment dealing with anyone else except the commandment to love them. God never asks us to judge other people. He never asks us to condemn other people. He never asks us to shun other people. He only asks us to love. That's all he wants from us, unless we have a specific stewardship otherwise. And I think sometimes in our goodness and out of our duty to God, we might react a little harshly to God's children. We might react a little harshly to the sins or the straying hearts of those around us. And according to this scripture, that reaction, the way we treat other people, is sometimes worse than what the people were doing in the first place. God is aware of them. He knows what they're doing. He's working with them. But our judgments and our harsh words and our criticisms don't help his process. They just don't. God doesn't need us to judge his children when we don't have a stewardship to do that. He needs us to love them, to lift them, to be kind to them. Elder Uchtdorf talked about this in his beautiful talk, The Merciful Obtain Mercy. He said, this topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following. Stop it. It's that simple. We simply have to stop judging others and replace judgmental thoughts and feelings with a heart full of love for God and his children. My friends, when we are loving God, truly loving God, that loving his children part comes easier. And that's all he's asked us to do is just love others. President Monson once said, there really is no way that we can know the heart, the intentions, or the circumstances of someone who might say or do something we find reason to criticize. Thus, judge not. The two great commandments are to love God and to love our fellow man. And Mother Teresa said that if we judge people, we have no time to love them. So our judgments, our criticisms, our snide remarks, or our mean posts on Facebook, while they might be well-intentioned or we might feel like we are just doing our duty to God by calling out sin, is really supplanting that second great commandment. If we are criticizing, if we are judging, then we are not taking the time to love. We are supplanting love with judgment. And in doing that, breaking that second great commandment, according to the scripture, sometimes God is more displeased with that than he is with whatever the original sin might be. My friends, I testify that God loves us with an immense love, and that if we could fully capture that and understand it, then loving his children would become a natural part of us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.